This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The head of Ukraine's powerful National Security Council says his government still lacks information on potential threats inside the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant caught in the middle of the fighting between Russia and Ukraine. That's despite an ongoing inspection by a team of United Nations monitors who arrived at the site on Thursday. Ukrainian official Alexei Danilov told AP on Friday that Ukraine needs additional international support to demilitarize the area around the plant, which is occupied by Russian forces but still are operated by Ukrainian engineers. Zaporizhia is Europe's largest nuclear plant. Experts fear the continued fighting near the plant could lead to a radiation disaster. Safeguarding the supply of power to Ukraine is another issue. A man has tried to kill Argentina's politically powerful vice president, Cristina Fernandez, outside her home, but the handgun misfired. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Authorities say the man was quickly overpowered by her security officers in the incident on Thursday. President Alberto Fernandez, who's not related to the vice president, a former president herself, saying the pistol did not discharge when the man tried to fire it. Gina Debay, a witness who was at the incident, told the Associated Press she had heard the sound of the trigger being pulled, adding she hadn't realized it was a handgun until the man was rushed by security personnel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has appointed a former president of Kyrgyzstan as his new special envoy for Afghanistan. Rosa Otunbayeva replaces Deborah Lyons, who stepped down in mid-June. This is VOA News. Courts in Myanmar have sentenced a former British ambassador to the country and her Burmese spouse to a year in prison for violating immigration laws, two sources and a news portal reported on Friday. Vicky Bowman, who runs an organization that promotes ethical business practices in Myanmar, and her husband, Tane Lin, an artist and former political prisoner, were arrested August 24th for staying at an address different than the one under which she had registered. Several foreigners, including U.S., British, Japanese, and Australian citizens, are among those who've been held since the military seized power last year. There are arrests that human rights groups say are designed to discourage dissent and create a climate of fear. The Myanmar Now news site reported the verdict. The sentences were confirmed to Reuters by the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. That's an activist group that tracks detentions. The military government and Britain's embassy in Myanmar did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The junta has been condemned globally for holding secretive talks with harsh sentences. The junta insists the courts are independent and that those jailed have broken the law. American employers did a healthy amount of hiring last month, and just slowly enough to perhaps help the fight against inflation. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
The economy added 315,000 jobs, down from 526,000 in July. The unemployment rate rose to 3.7%, but that's an encouraging sign that more Americans are looking for work. Employers have been urgently looking for them and paying them more, which in turn typically leads to higher prices, thus feeding inflation. The Federal Reserve's been aggressively boosting interest rates in a bid to slow hiring. CFRA researcher Sam Stovall says this report is what the Fed wanted.
Maybe the Fed will not have to be as aggressive,
which he says will also reassure investors nervous about another big rate hike this month. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Group of seven finance ministers agreed Friday to impose a price cap on Russian oil aimed at slashing revenues from Moscow's war in Ukraine while keeping crude oil flowing to avoid price spikes. They did not, however, release details of their plan. The ministers from the group of wealthy industrial democracies confirmed their commitment to the plan after a virtual meeting. They said the per barrel level of the price cap would be determined later. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.